Thank you, folks, for listening. This has been Liquid Means Rewind, only on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I am your host, Big Cashew, and the special guest for tonight, if you weren't listening earlier on to catch this information, was my mom. She curated the entire set list for tonight in celebration of her birthday tomorrow, or right now, actually. Happy birthday on Halloween. Do you have anything to say to the people?
Yes, people, thank you very much for tuning in. I just want to give a few shout-outs quickly to Kingston, my son, for being the best kid ever.
Hey.
My husband, Tom, our cats, Colin and Kaczynski, my sister-in-law, Bolt, my parents, Brian and Ginny, for making the questionable decision to get busy that one night. Everyone that we've lost the past couple of years, especially my grandmother, Patsy, and shout-out especially to my cousin, our cousin, Jared, and his partner, Melanie. They just had their first baby, and he's doing well. And so it's great to have new life coming around in a rough year. So
that's right. Thank you. Thank you for those shout-outs. Shout-out to everyone. And yeah, we don't have much else to say. Right now you're listening to Like You Used To by Moody Man. So we're just going to let that ride out for a second. Then we're going to close the night with Solitary Flight by Theo Parrish. Thank you so much for tuning in. I guess you don't want me. I
City, Ohio. The small community is obsessed with frogs. That's why it's called Frogtown. So much so that it hosts a frog jump festival every year. Roadside statues and murals keep the amphibian theme alive year-round. So probably the frogs themselves. Heading further south, you can't miss the Handless Clock in Cleveland. I don't know if south was the correct word there, but anyhow, it's the Handless Clock in Cleveland. So big, this big clock face hangs proudly but has no hands. The locals joke that time doesn't matter here, which might explain the laid-back vibe in the town, right? The fifth stop is, how about a snack, huh? In Chardon, Ohio, you'll find the Geauga County Maple Museum, honoring maple syrup with displays of antique tapping tools and some sticky sweet samples. You might even leave with a gallon jug of liquid gold. But it's not gold, is it? It's syrup colored. And the last pull off here near Columbus in Dublin, Ohio, the Field of Corn Cobs. Yes, I've been there. You can probably find a picture of me standing behind one of these on Facebook if you follow me there. 106-foot-tall concrete corn cobs standing upright in neat rows. It's both a tribute to Ohio's agricultural heritage and one of the strangest picnic backdrops you'll ever see. It's backed by Osage trees, actually, and it's also a tribute to the fact that corn once grew there in that town. Yes, Dublin, Ohio. The care for it comes from the hotel tax. So there are hotels in Dublin that pay taxes to care for the field of corn. I'm not kidding. That's very true. Look it up. That's our trip to Ohio. Here are the Holly Ridge Strings and Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Easy, Lex de Azevedo there, and Guilty, originally done by Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand, I do believe. Before that, John Gregory, You Never Done It Like That. That was a Neil Sedaka song, actually. And before that, Lawrence Welk with Calcutta. Holly Ridge Strings with Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey. I always get those two confused. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio. And a tiny snail once complained, "Everyone races ahead of me." The old tortoise chuckled, "Slow's not bad, little one. It just means your dreams will come out of their shell in time." There you have it. Here's Ronnie Aldridge and How Deep Is Your Love? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Betty Haywood in the Shadow of Your Smile on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had Botticelli in Yesterday Once More. Paul Marriott with Ebony and Ivory, and Ronnie Aldridge with How Deep Is Your Love. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for more odd news stories. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, San Rafael, California. Neighborhood residents are warning locals to beware of a very mean squirrel that reportedly attacked at least two people. The bushy-tailed assailant is said to have lunged at ankles and bitten when approached. Some residents now carry walking sticks or umbrellas as deterrents. Animal control has been asked to trap and relocate the rodent, but so far the squirrel remains elusive. One victim described the squirrel as having attitude bigger than its size. I'm sure that's what they said. Neighbors have dubbed it the notorious nut bandit. Uh-huh. In London, a crab was discovered riding in the first class in a Southwestern Railway train, startling passengers and staff. The crustacean was found perched on a seat cushion, seemingly enjoying the ride. The train conductor carefully coaxed the crab into a plastic container and released it at the next station platform. Observers speculated that it may have climbed aboard near a coastal stop, which seems pretty obvious. The episode made social media rounds, with many joking that the crab upgraded its ticket. Yes, that's one of the top oddities there in London. And finally, if I can get this to work, a pet macaw escaped during a camping trip and adventurously made its own tour through Chicago suburbs while flying on all fours and walking. Okay. The macaw, normally kept in a cage, allegedly took to walking on branches and occasionally gliding short distances. Locals reported sightings of a colorful bird wandering lawns, rooftops, and utility lines. Bird rescue groups were alerted and tracked its progress via social media. It was finally captured, though, unharmed, and returned to the owner, who said the bird has now earned a reputation as the most traveled parrot in town. Okay, well, so be it. Here's Johnny Douglas on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Lex De Azevedo there in Half the Way. John Fox before that with the Jim Croce song, I Got a Name. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass with a little help from my friends. Guy Lombardo did Alley Cat. Frank Chaxfield with Torn Between Two Lovers. And Johnny Douglas with Sir Duke. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have time for one more here. It's Pat Valentino with Danny's Song. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. That's PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-20. 20 weeks since Memorial Day already. Good grief. Needs another 32 to go. Till next year's setting.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.